AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Congress returns to Washington today, and among the lawmakers is expected to be Republican leader Mitch McConnell. He's been recovering from injuries suffered in a fall. There's a House Judiciary Committee hearing this morning, but that's not on Capitol Hill. Our Julie Walker reports Republicans, critical of the prosecution of Donald Trump, are in Manhattan, accusing the DA of being soft on crime.
The House Judiciary Committee field hearing just blocks from District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office. Republican Chair Jim Jordan has called the Democratic DA soft on crime and his prosecution of Donald Trump politically motivated. For comparison, last year Manhattan had fewer murders than Palm Beach County.
A surprise delay in the trial sought by Dominion Voting Systems against Fox News. Dominion seeking more than $1 billion, saying false claims aired on Fox that there was ballot rigging has harmed the voting machine maker. The U.S. military targeted a terrorist leader in Syria. More from our Charles de Ledesma.
A helicopter raid in northern Syria has resulted in the probable death of a senior leader of the militant Islamic State group.
The Sacramento Kings say that they're investigating a case of possible racial bias after a rapper, E-40, was tossed out of the arena for a verbal encounter with a heckler. It's coming down to the wire. In the NBA, David Schuster has playoff winners.
The Lakers took a one-game-to-none lead with a 128-112 win over the Grizzlies. LA with four players scoring 20 or more points. In Milwaukee, Jimmy Butler had 35 points. Miami defeating the Bucks 130-117. In Phoenix, Kawhi Leonard had 38 points. The Clippers over the Suns 115-110. And in Denver, the Nuggets defeated Minnesota.
The Boston Marathon's getting underway this morning. This is AP News. American dignitaries, including former President Bill Clinton, are in Belfast to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Peace Accord.
Former U.S. Senator George Mitchell chaired 2 years of peace negotiations that ended 3 decades of violence in Northern Ireland. Today at a speech in Belfast, Mitchell said the people of Northern Ireland continue to wrestle with their differences.
It is now as it was then for the current and future leaders of Northern Ireland to act with courage and vision.
During a visit last week by President Joe Biden, he reminded Northern Ireland how strongly the U.S. remains invested in peace. I'm Donna Water.
Italian police have scooped up 2 tons of cocaine wrapped in plastic and bobbing in the sea off eastern Sicily. It's worth $450 million on the street. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.